In 1845, President James K. Polk had a goal of expanding United States territory to the Pacific. He shared the goal with expansionist Henry Clay and John Calhoun. Polk's strong desire to expand, along with Mexico's refusal to recognize Texas as part of the United States, brought the two countries close to war. A border dispute along the Rio Grande started the fighting. Three U.S. leaders were sent to take on Mexican forces. Zachary Taylor led his troops into northern Mexico. Stephen Kearny headed his troops to California and New Mexico territories. And Winfield Scott directed his forces to Mexico City. A victory at Chapultepec, near Mexico City on September 13, 1847, completed the three campaigns successfully and brought the two-year war to an end. By the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Mexico ceded California, New Mexico, and Utah territories. They also accepted the Rio Grande as the international border and the United States annexation of Texas. In return, the U.S. paid $15 million to Mexico. War hero Zachary Taylor received the presidential nomination from the Whig Party and was elected president in 1848.